This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and flagged off several development projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Assam yesterday. In Guwahati, he inaugurated the Kumar Bhaskar Varma Setu across River Brahmaputra connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, built at a cost of 3,000 crore rupees. After the bridge inauguration, the Prime Minister proceeded to Lachit Ghat, a nearby area, and virtually inaugurated the temporary campus of IIM Guwahati and the National Data Centre for Northeastern Region at Amangaon at Kamrup District. The Prime Minister also flagged out 225 electric buses under the PME Bus Seva scheme for four cities of India. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district, and witnessed aerial display of fighters, transport aircrafts and helicopters. The emergency landing facility was constructed with 100 crore rupees. He criticised the Congress for negligence and underdevelopment of the region during their rule. He said that during the last 11 years, more than 5.5 lakh crore rupees was allocated to the Northeast, and unprecedented development can be seen in the infrastructure sectors of the region. The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improving connectivity and infrastructure sectors in this region, as these will generate employment for the youths.
Is saal ke budget mein Northeast ki connectivity ko और अधिक मजबूती देने का काम किया गया है. कनेक्टिविटी बढ़ती है तो रोजगार के अवसर भी बढ़ते हैं. इसलिए असम में हाईवे और अन्य रोड प्रोजेक्ट के लिए करीब हजारों करोड़ रुपए देना तय हुआ है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the cabinet approval for three multi-tracking projects covering various districts across Delhi, Haryana, Maharashtra and Karnataka will strengthen rail infrastructure, reduce logistic cost and create job opportunities for youth. Mr. Modi said the decision of widening National Highway 167 from Gudebellu to Mahabubnagar on Hyderabad-Panaji economic corridor will boost economic growth, create employment and further ease of living. Prime Minister Modi said the cabinet also approved a four-lane access-controlled greenfield corridor between Gohpur and Numaligarh, including India's first underwater road-cum-rail tunnel under the Brahmaputra. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs yesterday approved three multi-tracking projects covering 12 districts across the states of Delhi, Haryana, Maharashtra and Karnataka, increasing the existing network of Indian railways by about 389 kilometres. The total estimated cost of the project is around 18,509 crore rupees and will be completed up to 2030-31. These projects include Kasar Manmad 3rd and 4th line, Delhi Ambala 3rd and 4th line, and Bellary Hosapete 3rd and 4th line. The CCEA also approved construction of four lane access controlled greenfield connectivity from Nasans Gohpur on NH15 to Numaligarh on 715 section. This includes 15.79 kilometres of road-cum-rail tunnel under the river Brahmaputra. The project will be developed at a total capital cost of 18,662 crore rupees. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that artificial intelligence will power the fifth industrial revolution with focus on societal impact, adoption and governance. Speaking at an event, Mr. Vaishnaw said that India will host one of the world's biggest AI summits this year, signalling the country's rising influence in next-gen technologies. The festival of Mahashivaratri will be celebrated across the country today with religious fervour and gaiety. Mahashivaratri is the most auspicious festival of devotees of Lord Shiva, and the day is observed with fervour and devotion. Thousands of devotees take a dip at various pilgrim destinations on this occasion. From early morning, devotees celebrate the festival by fasting and offering special prayers in various temples. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in a Group D clash at Ahmedabad. Put into bat first, New Zealand posted 175 for 7 in 20 overs. Marco Johnson claimed a 4-wicket haul for South Africa. Today, in high-stakes clash, India will take on arch-rivals Pakistan at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.